Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Let's have a little fun this week and pick up some tips that'll help you have the best-looking house on the block. You're at the right place to get the most practical, realistic, most current home improvement information you're going to find anywhere. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini, and during this hour, we're going to talk about the feasibility of painting a tub in place. You may have one of those crazy colored tubs from many years ago, and you know it's a good tub. Can you really successfully paint it? Joe, we've certainly been answering that question a lot, and also exploring a lot of the do-it-yourself kits that are out there.
That's right. And those are basically your options, right? Either buy one of the DIY kits or have a company come in to refinish it. But yeah, I mean, lavender is a great color, but you don't always want your tub in your sink. I actually saw one of those recently. I thought, that's kind of cool. But the homeowner, because it wasn't my house, the homeowner wasn't so happy about that. But yeah, that's a pretty common problem and a question we get all the time, because the tub's obviously in perfectly good shape. You just don't like the color. So you have to rip out the whole tub. In most cases, you do not.
And, you know, there are across the country, you know, we use about 7 billion gallons of water just for landscape watering. We've got some landscape watering tips that can drive the money you're spending to water all of your plants down considerably with just a few things that you might want to change. Another thing we're going to talk about is selecting paint colors. Joe, I'll tell you what, I can't stand those little fan decks. There's really should be only 8 colors in existence, and that's it. Only 8
colors. Thank you, Mr. Crayola.
Yeah.
He wants 8 colors.
Just 8 colors. It'll make it a lot easier for all of us.
It would make it easier.
Yeah, but boy, you go there and you get that fan deck and it's got 9,000 colors. Boy, it's hard to narrow it down. And I mean, even someone like Chelsea that is so good at selecting colors, when you select colors for your own house or exterior of her house, I think she bought like 14 different samples.
Oh, wow.
And put them all over the side of the wall. And, you know, she would be looking at them and the neighbors rolling down saying, yeah, I like the third one on the left, you know.
They probably freaked the neighbors out. Like, what is she painting stripes on her house? Yeah. Yeah, I know. Picking colors is so challenging. And you're right. There are people who are just really good at it. In fact, I finished a room upstairs. It was like a bonus room. I just had the floor finished and it looks beautiful just yesterday, sanded and finished. But I couldn't pick out the wall color. I had no idea. But a good friend of mine's an artist. She came, looked through the few colors I had and picked one, which I probably would not have picked. And it looks great. I love it. I just absolutely love it. Yeah.
Well, it definitely is easier to pick colors out for someone else than
right.
yourself.
Yeah.
Hey, another thing we're going to share with you, another great giveaway from our friends at Quikrete, the Walkmaker Plus forms that they have is so do-it-yourself friendly, and you'd be amazed at the beautiful patio, sidewalks, and other things that you can make. A little more details about that in just a little bit, and also in a little while, another simple solution. Joe, what can we expect?
Well, we've been having quite a few calls and emails about ants, which I guess shouldn't be surprising considering the seasons are changing and ants are coming out. And so I thought I'd share a simple solution on how to make a non-toxic, completely safe ant trap using 2 of Danny's favorite ingredients, sugar and waffles.
All right.
So don't leave this around if Danny's visiting.
Wow,
you have to put it when
waffles.
Danny visits. You have to hide it in a closet.
I can put up with a few ants if I get that from time to time. So. Not bad at all. Hey, you know, Joe, I am hearing a little bit of rumbling about the prices of lumber going down. That needs to go down
finally
a long ways, and it needs to go down quickly. Hopefully, we can get those prices back down to where everybody can feel a little more comfortable moving forward with that brand new house they wanted to build or that big addition they're putting on their house. Because right now, a lot of people are kind of waiting to see what happens. And I have seen a few things dropping 6% here, 8 days in a row that prices have gone down. So
hopefully
we're seeing a little glimpse of what's ahead.
Yeah, and if you think it's frustrating for us, for builders and do-it-yourselfers, imagine the people who are stockpiling lumber and trying to sell it, but they can't because the prices are high. This is the season they sell their product. right? Mm-hmm. Everywhere. I mean, down where you are, Danny, in Alabama, you have a very long building season. You probably build year-round. Mm-hmm. But in the whole northern part of the country, and I live in New England and Connecticut, you know, so much of the building goes on now, spring and summer and into early fall, because come winter, of course, things kind of shut down. So, you know, builders are really chomping at the bit. They got to get this lumber and they got to start building. You had mentioned a week or two ago, you knew a bunch of builders who were just putting in foundations.
That's right. Well, oh, yeah.
You know, that's a sure way to cut your profit if you're just putting in foundations and sitting and waiting, staring at concrete.
And think of that construction loan continues to put the, even though the, you know, interest rates is very low. But so we're hoping that this is a good sign, and we'll keep our hands on it to see if we can let you know exactly what's happening with all of that. Joe, I know that as many of you know, Joe does a lot of writing for a lot of very big websites and magazines and so forth. And you were working on a group of articles for Yelp, and we talked a little bit about air conditioning filters. Did you find anything in doing all of the research that you do for these type of articles? What are some of the few good nuggets of information you found during your research?
Well, not surprising, Danny, the biggest and most important, the biggest tip I could give readers or listeners to the radio show is something you and I talk about all the time. The importance of changing that filter and putting in the right filter, the right size filter. And it's confusing, right? You go and you look at filters and they come in, first there are like maybe six or eight different types of filters, but then they come in dozens and dozens of sizes and shapes, and you know, how do you know which one to put in? And it's too bad, because the actual act of changing a filter is any simpler DIY chore, right? You pull it out and you slide it in. Basically, in most cases, that's all it is. But if you put in the wrong size filter, if you put it in backwards, which is done all the time, you know, you affect not only the quality of the air in your house, but the efficiency of the unit, of the HVAC unit, the heating and air conditioning forced air unit. And, you know, and especially if you have, if there's anybody in the house that has, you know, breathing problems or asthma or anything like that, you know, this could be pretty serious. So the most important thing is getting the right filter and putting it in correctly and changing it regularly. And unfortunately, it's not the kind of thing where I can say, okay, you have to change your filter every month. Because it depends on the filter, depends on whether you have pets or not, depends on how many people live in a house, depends on how thick the filter is. Maybe you have to change it every 2 months or 3 months. Maybe during the cooling season, you have to change it more often. So unfortunately, I couldn't give that bit of advice. And you have lived in homes with forced air systems much longer than I have, so you probably have a better take on the importance of changing the filter and how to do it properly and when to do it. But like in you're in Alabama, you're running air conditioning probably most of the summer. How often during the summer must you change your filter? If it's an electrostatic filter, I guess you can change it less often, correct?
Well, I have one of the big pleated air purifying systems.
Okay.
Believe it or not, my air conditioning guy was just out here a couple of days ago doing his twice a year servicing. And he said that he checked it. He says it's perfectly fine. And all I need to do is to change it once a year.
Wow.
So, you know, now it does cost a little money because it's one of those big 5-inch pleated filters. But
right.
That's all I have to do is once a year. And there's so much confusion about AC filters. I mean, there's air conditioning guys out there saying, no, don't put those electrostatic ones in. They put too much of a strain on your unit. So put this cheap $2 one in there and it won't strain your unit so bad. And what? The strain is going to come where all of that everything that you thought you were filtering that you didn't filter with that cheap filter is going to get inside there. And then, so I don't know, maybe they're doing that for job security, but it's certainly not a good thing at all. You need good filtration. And I think one of the best examples of that, when you're talking about the importance of a filter, when you think about all of the cubic foot of air you have in your home, just think if you had these visually, you could see all of these cubic feet of air all throughout your home. And it's going through that filter 2 to 3 times per hour every minute that unit is on. So when you think about that, first of all, your first line of defense and really cleaning up your air. And also it shows how important, because a lot of cubic footage of air goes through that one filter to protect your unit, protect your family's air quality. So that's a pretty significant example of why it is so important.
It is. And, you know, you can always check if it's any kind of confusion, check with the person who installed your HVAC system, if you were there when they installed it, or whoever is servicing it. And that's the other thing is, you know, just changing the filter is you need to do, but the other thing, and there's not much you need to do, but the only other thing, which is also important, is once a year, you have to have an HVAC technician come in and check the entire unit. It's the best way to keep this thing running efficiently and running at all. And so you'll save energy and eventually and save money in the long run.
And think about it, you also will add life to that system.
That's right.
So you may be able to add 2 years, 5 years more to the life of that unit. That certainly translates into some significant savings. Hey, you're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. We're just getting started, and we've got a lot of great information coming up that we're going to share with you. Opportunities to win, some cool things that you can enhance the outside of your home with, and a whole lot more information that we have queued up for you right here on Today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
DIY means sawdust, work gloves, and the right tools. But at the Home Depot, the right tools means more than hammers and saws. It means a mobile app with built-in image search. That's a tool. Access an entire rental department with a swipe. That's another tool. For any project, start to finish, this isn't just DIY. This is doing like never before. This is the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Download our mobile app to get started.
In older homes with old electrical wiring, the hazards you don't see may be the most dangerous ones. Loose wiring connections or damaged wires can cause arcing or sparks that may lead to a fire. The solution is an arc fault circuit interrupter, or AFCI. Leviton offers AFCI outlets and circuit breakers that detect hazardous arc faults and interrupt the power, reducing the likelihood of an electrical fire. Learn more at leviton.com/AFCI.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot. How doers get more done. And by Quikrete Cement and Concrete Products. It's what America's made of.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where Joe and I are pretty happy to be able to announce a brand new radio station joining our network. This station is in Lancaster, Kentucky, and it's WZXI AM 1280. Want to say a special hello to General Manager David Greenlee, and we would encourage all of you in and around the Lancaster, Kentucky area to give us a call. 800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner Hotline. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, your chance to give us a call, ask us any question, comment, any tip that may have worked well for you over the years, let us know about it. And also, you can get on your keyboard there and send us an email at any time, todayshomeowner.com/ask. Right now, we're going to go right back to the hotline and see if we can help Mary out with a question.
Hi, this is Mary Sundy. I am wondering if you guys have ever done painting on a tub without having to remove it. I have seen different stuff from Home Depot to paint tubs, and I was just wondering what your thoughts on that are.
Well, Joe, you know, that is that's one of those questions that we've gotten quite a bit, and we've talked about a fair amount, and I don't really know where I am on the whole thing. Now, for years and years and years, there were no DIY kits, and you would get the guys that would have the franchises or kind of specialized in refinishing tubs or sinks or anything, you know, in place. And, of course, they came in and they had their caustic, incredibly smelly materials that they use there to coat that tub. And then the do-it-yourself friendly ones that came out, that we've had a few of our folks in our office use it without really good results. And they talked about how incredibly labor intensive it is, and they weren't really satisfied with the look. I also heard someone recently that was selling a home, and he said, you know what I did to the tub? It was so easy. I taped that thing off. Right. I cleaned it. I put a little mineral spirits on it. And then I sprayed some appliance white paint on it that you would paint a refrigerator with. And he said, right, it just looked great. And I said, well, how long do you think it'll last? He goes, well, I'm planning on selling the house, so it doesn't really matter. Now, that's the wrong way to look
at it. That's the wrong way, yeah.
but you know, yes, you can paint it. Yes, you can use some of these. But what do you think we should tell Mary on this one? Because most DIYers, I don't think, realize how labor-intensive and how tough some of those DIY kits are.
Yeah, I guess your three options would be either buy the – they're usually – labeled tub and tile refinishing kit. I think Rust-Oleum makes one that's really popular. But in any case, you can try doing it yourself. You can hire a professional who will come in and do it. And a third option is, I think it's called Bath Fitters, where they come in with a, I guess it's an acrylic, some kind of plastic acrylic tub that they just glue down over your existing tub. How they can have a mold of every tub in the whole country, I have no idea, because it has to fit. Exactly.
I think I talked to one of the guys. I think they said somewhere around 600 different ones.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That they have. And they have this little laser device that they come in and set up, and then it just plots it. It just shoots
measures
little,
it, right.
little I don't know, rays with their ray gun. They got a ray gun, and they shoot little rays all over. And yeah. And then they, you know, it goes into a, you know, their laptop, and it tells exactly the sizing on it.
Yeah.
They match it with their you know, factory and everything. It's pretty amazing. And they actually make a template, like a skin, a real thin one that they drop in to verify it before they make the real one.
Well, there you go. But what you end up with that is really a new tub.
Right.
You know,
uh-huh.
It's sitting right. You don't have to remove the old tub. It sits right on top of the tub. So that's the most expensive option. And if you do attempt to do it yourself, there are a couple of steps that if you read the directions, which you definitely should read and follow specifically every single detail they give you, is to prepare it and ventilate. I can't tell you how important that is. To prep the surface exactly as they tell you to do it. Otherwise, it's going to fail. The top coat's going to fail. And you have to ventilate. And I'm not talking about just opening up a window. You got to open up a few windows, get some fans going, because this is not, you know, this is pretty noxious stuff. So take that seriously.
But I think it's worth a try, though. I mean, you know, you never know how long it'll last. I mean, if you follow the instructions and give it your absolute best effort, then immediately the tub's going to look a lot better than it did before, of course, especially if you're, you know, have, like you mentioned earlier, a lavender tub or one of those nice pink ones, and you want to make it white, it's going to be a tremendous difference there. Then you just have to see really how long it'll last. But it's worth a try. It's not a really expensive investment that you'll have there in order to give it a try. So if anybody has refinished a tub like this and you know, has a story about it, good, bad, or indifferent, we'd love to hear from you by calling us on the hotline, 800-946-4420, or drop us an email if you'd like, todayshomeowner.com/ask. I want to share with you a few landscape watering tips, a perfect time of the year right now to think about this, because most of us know that having a thick green lawn and lush gardens requires a lot of work, and that includes watering from time to time. Unfortunately, that can lead to some pretty outrageous water bills, so managing your water use in the landscape is a key part of that. Now, in the United States, we use about 7 billion gallons of water a day for landscape irrigation, and the best way to control that is to reduce the need for watering. For starters, you can add a generous layer of mulch around your plants. About 3 to 5 inches of mulch will help prevent evaporation and retain more moisture around the roots of the plants. And of course, it also is great for choking out a lot of those weeds that can really plague a garden this time of the year. Next, when you mow your lawn, raise the blade up a notch or two, because shorter grass requires a lot more watering, so cut it a little higher will make your lawn less needy for water. Now, while you're at it, use a mulching mower. Now, this will return the clippings to the lawn, which feeds the lawn, slows evaporation, and saves a lot of time on your mowing. Also, don't apply fertilizer when the weather is really hot and dry. In these conditions, fertilizing will actually aggravate the problems associated with drought and put a lot more stress on your plants. Finally, when you add new plants, choose those that are native to your region, since they will actually require less watering. These tips brought to you by Exmark, the official mowers of the Backyard Life. And for more great ideas and inspiration for your outdoors, drop by Exmark.com. Xmark.com/backyard. A lot of videos on there. Matter of fact, we were with our friends at Xmark just last week doing several other videos just to help you with enhancing your backyard life. So again, Xmark.com/backyard. Well, Joe, I'll tell you, we're recording one show here in just a few days to cover for me while I'm gone. Right. And I was hearing a big national news story the other day about how many people are so tired of being in their house, and right. the national parks are seeing that, you know, they've been hurt quite a bit by the pandemic, that they are seeing surges of people making reservations. And I'm going to do my part. I'm headed to Yellowstone next week.
Oh, great.
And the Grand Tetons. I've been there before, but I look forward to take two of my girls and my wife with me, and one of my daughter's fiancés, who will drive me around and cater to my every need. And
so, he better.
so anyway, it's gonna be a great time. I'm looking forward to getting out, doing a little hiking, and moving around
since
we've been kind of shoved away in our homes for about a year.
Well, hopefully everything is open. I know a friend of mine just returned from Yellowstone, and he said that not everything was open because they don't have enough employees.
Oh, wow.
Because a lot of the national park employees come from overseas, and of course they haven't been traveling.
Right.
So they just don't have enough personnel to maintain the parks and keep it all open. But maybe by the time you get out there, you're going to see, and you're going to get out there before the real rush of summer crowds too. So
right, that's
be
what
good.
we chose yeah. to do that, because there's a little sweet spot there, because it's amazing that the roads to Yellowstone only opened about 3 weeks ago.
Right.
You couldn't even get in the loop there, So now that they're opened those up, hopefully they'll be able to get some of their regular employees back. So I know people travel from all over the world to come in and
support the
summer rush of our national park. So hopefully that will get back to normal. We certainly want everything we can to get back to normal. Hey, coming up, we're going to be talking about paint colors and some of the challenges a lot of homeowners have with paint colors. We'll give you a few tips on how to make that choice a little simpler. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini, and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Thanks for listening to Today's Homeowner. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio. Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Custom Building Products, North America's leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems. And by Pavestone, creating beautiful landscapes.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our Best New Product segment, brought to you by the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Warmer weather means all of us will be more active than usual, but hey, we're not the only ones. The insects in and around our home are also extra busy this time of the year, so it's important to find a safe way to eliminate them. Zevo Instant Action Aerosol Ant, Roach, and Spider Spray is a really good option, because this insect killer uses a bioselective formula. That's a fancy-sounding term that simply means this formula targets the nervous system receptors active only in insects, not in people or any pets. Plus, the formula uses plant oils instead of traditional synthetic chemicals. The spray is an easy-to-use aerosol that can be used indoors or out to keep the creepy crawlers at bay and your family safe. So you might be interested in this particular way of controlling all of those insects around the house. And for more information on the Zevo Instant Action Aerosol Ant, Roach, and Spider Spray, log on to HomeDepot.com. Joe, when you have problems, inevitable problems like insects and so forth, they're going to keep trying to find ways to keep them at bay.
That's right. In fact, as you're reading that, I was thinking of your problem. We talked about Danny built a boathouse, which has now become a spider house. And yeah. I was wondering if, that spray might help keep those spiders from going up inside your cupola.
I was thinking the same thing because, I have that cupola up at the top, and you look up there and there's just spider webs everywhere.
Right.
But then, you don't not use the boat all the time. And in between the cushions, I found a few active spiders.
Oh,
so I've been
dropped
spraying,
down.
I've been spraying everything up above it. Thinking, how can a spider get in there? Not, not thinking, well, the spider would have to jump. Yes, well, they just they jump, drop a rappel down.
That's on, right.
Yeah, so
they might be taking the boat out while you're not home. Who knows?
So it might be. I'm gonna attack them though. I'm gonna give this Zevo a bit of a try and see if that works out okay. So, all right, well, let's go to today's homeowner hotline. Lainey is on the phone with us right now. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks a lot. Boy, I am so excited.
Well, good, good. Well, we hope we will keep you excited, and I hope we can answer your questions. So tell us what's going on with this paint job you're talking about.
Okay, Danny, just let me say this first.
All right.
I make my husband watch your show so he'll get the idea of what we need to do, okay?
Oh, boy. Well, I hope you don't have to, like, hold a gun to him or anything. I hope he...
Well, no, he's willing. He's willing.
Good. Well, we appreciate that. We're having a lot of fun, and we'll be seeing a lot of brand new shows coming out very, very soon.
Great. Yeah, my question is, when I moved in my house 30 years ago, I painted everything throughout the house, beige, bone colored, you know, and I had some paneling also. So I'm wondering, it's time to freshen up. So do I paint it all the same color throughout again, or do I try different, you know, colors?
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, a lot of times, and all of this is personal preference, and I've always mm-hmm. liked to have the majority of the house the same color, and then to feature a few rooms here and there, maybe do the bedroom a different color, bathroom a different color, and maybe even in one of the main areas, say around the dining area, is maybe just put a bold color on one of the walls, kind of as an accent.
Okay,
you know,
okay.
Just to change it up. And then when you start looking at a lot of the trendy colors, you'll see that a lot of people are using grays and muted grays, which
yeah.
you know, will still brighten up the area and give you a nice, you mm-hmm. know, clean look to it. But, boy, it's such a personal preference and so hard to make that decision mm-hmm. on those colors sometimes.
Uh-huh. Okay, so are we talking about a lighter gray, medium gray?
I would go with a lighter gray. Matter of fact, I'm looking at my wall in my studio right now, and I have that exact thing, and I like it a lot. I mean, you know, some people can look at it in certain light, and it almost looks white, but then when you put something gray up near it, then it looks, you know, it looks a little gray as well. So, and you can always just try it out on one wall in one room. Just get you a small sample. Just try it out. Take a look at it for a few days, and then you'll know if you're comfortable to do the whole room or part of the room.
Okay. Do you think that'll work on the paneling too? Because it's got those ridges in it, you know?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, you can paint paneling, and there's a lot of different ways that you can approach a room that has paneling in there. I mean, the biggest mm-hmm. effect, of course, is it'll brighten it up because the paneling, you know, does soak up a lot of the light. But we have a lot of great videos at todayshomeowner.com that deal with different ways to paint paneling or completely camouflage all of the grooves that you have in the paneling and make a dramatic difference in that. So you might check out some mm-hmm. of those videos. But the one thing about it, though, Lainey, you don't have to do it all at one time. You can just do one or two rooms, see how you like it, and that'll inspire you to do the rest.
Great. Thanks so much. And keep up the good work.
Well, thank you very much. And tell your husband, hang in there. We'll have some good shows for him.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Thank you very much. That's awfully nice. That's an enthusiastic homeowner right there, right, Joe?
Absolutely. And her husband's going to be buying paint very soon, I suspect.
It sounds like it. What are some of the tips that you would have, Joe, when someone is struggling, like a lot of us do, when we have all of those different colors? You have in your mind what color you want, you think. You walk in, and all of a sudden you're assaulted with 700 colors. What are your thoughts in kind of narrowing that down?
Well, I tell you, the one thing I've noticed is if I go into a friend's house and I see a wall painted a color that I really like, it's often a color I would never pick for my own home. Mm-hmm. And I make note of it. I find out, you know, well, what color did you use there? And they usually end up in the basement rummaging around trying to find the can of paint with the name on it. I would say if you see a color, you know, find out what color that is and then try it. But I was going to suggest an accent wall because that's a really quick and easy way. You don't have to change three of the walls. You only have to paint that one wall. And the other thing is you can try wainscoting, either actual wainscoting halfway up, or just put a chair rail in some vertical wood strips or something and create a mock wainscoting, and then you could paint that a different color than the wall above, or leave the wall above the same color and only paint the wainscoting, and that would give the room a whole different look as well.
Right, especially if you've been, you know, enduring many years of the same color. Just a little something, just a little subtle change can make a big, big difference in the overall look of it. So hope we've been able to share with you a few things that'll help you if you're about to paint a room at your house. You're listening to Today's Home on the Radio. We'll be right back.
Time for Ask the Bon-Eyed Guy. I've got the answers to what's bugging you. Let's go to line two and Johnny.
Oh, hey, Bon-Eyed Guy. There are so many products out there that claim they can stop insects. So how do I find the best one?
Oh, easy. Get 8. It's better than 7.
8? I just want 1.
8 brand insect control from Bon-Eyed. It kills over 100 different insects on contact and keeps on killing and repelling them for up to 30 days.
Thanks, Bon-Eyed Guy. Guess you could say 8's got their number.
Oh, you just did. Stop insects this summer with 8 brand insect control from Bon-Eyed. Learn more at Bon-Eyed.com.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautiful tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes, countertops, and shower walls. No mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit Quikrete.com. Quikrete, what America's made of. Did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone as easily as painting? With Deitch Coatings Decorative Stone Finishes, you can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you do it yourself. Get Deitch Coating products online through the Home Depot and DeitchCoatings.com. Start planning your next project today.
Even if you're not a professional woodworker, you want to use the glue the pros use. And 3 out of 4 pro woodworkers trust TightBond as their choice. For building wood furniture or cabinets, to making picture frames or birdhouses, or just general repairs around the house, TightBond has the widest choice of glues to help with whatever project you want to tackle. TightBond, the right glue for your next project. Just ask the pros. For more information, visit TightBond.com or see them on Facebook.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with rumble stone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumble stone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Deitch Coatings. Easily roll on your new stone countertop, garage floor, and more in just a weekend with Deitch.
Hey, I'd like to encourage you to head over to todayshomeowner.com/giveaway to enter for your chance to win a really cool prize from our friends at Quikrete. Now, one lucky winner every month will receive a Quikrete Walkmaker to create their own cobblestone look pathway. Now, if you've never heard of the Walkmaker, boy, it's something I've used a lot. It's just the coolest little thing. It's basically a reusable concrete form made of durable plastic. It makes it very easy to create a sidewalk or walkway that looks just like it's made up up of individual cobblestones. Now, not only is Quikrete giving away the walk maker, but they're also throwing in 25 bags of concrete,
wow,
enough for a 50-foot long path. And so you need to jump on this one now to enter. Just head over to todayshomeowner.com/giveaway. And don't delay, because this month's giveaway ends on May 30th. Again, it's todayshomeowner.com/giveaway. I love that walk maker when you're talking about, yeah, we talk a lot about phase remodeling, where you right. don't have to do all of it at one time. And this is a good example where you can, you know, come home and do just a couple bags of concrete, you
right.
know, several feet of a sidewalk, and you've got it started. Then you can, you know, if you have to skip a day or skip a week, you still have that consistency of Quikrete products that you can end up building the whole entire sidewalk. And I'm telling you, it really does look like individual cobblestone pavers, and
yep.
it has a random pattern to it. It's just a cool little idea. I think it's something that is a bit of a secret that a lot of people aren't aware that that's available. But once they find out about it, next thing you know, they're putting in patios and,
right.
and you know, helicopter landing pads, you know, you know, various things like that.
Yeah, when are you going to get one of those?
I need a little helicopter. That's exactly what I need. All righty. Well, let's get to today's homeowner hotline and let's see what we can do to help out Neil in Minnesota. Neil, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell us about this paver patio that you have that you're working on.
Well, in August, we put in a paver patio with a square fire pit and a paver walkway. What I'm wondering about is there anything I can apply to keep the pavers from fading and losing their color, and, you know, how to go about doing that, and what's the best way to do that most efficiently?
Well, Neil, the thing that most people don't realize is when you put down pavers, although they're virtually indestructible, they should be sealed. It should be sealed with a masonry clear sealer, and that does a few things. First, especially if you live up north, as you do in Minnesota, it helps seal out water, so you know you won't have water seeping in and possibly freezing and expanding and cracking anything, but also deters fading. You know, if you get one that has a UV block in it, it'll deter fading. Now, it's going to fade eventually if it's out in the sun over several years, but the good thing about the sealer is it's literally almost like water. You can't over-apply it. You can put it on every year if you need to. Now, if you've got a paver patio that's already badly faded, you know, the clear sealer is obviously not going to add protection, but it's not going to help with the fading. So then you'd have to apply a masonry dye. Sometimes they're called colorants, that comes in several different colors, and you just brush it on, roll it on, spray it on, however you need to, and that would change the color. And then when that's fully dry, then you can seal it. Then you can put on a clear seal. And I would do that, you know, at least once a year. Now, you're up in Minnesota, so, you know, probably 6 months of the year it's under snow, so the sun might not be an issue, but I would definitely do it at least once a year if you want to maintain that color. I mean, is it going to eventually fade? Yeah, I mean, it's, of course, you're not going to keep it that same color, just like a stained wood deck or stained wood fence. I mean, how often do you have to stain it to maintain that color? You know, it's not going to stay that way forever. But that's what I would suggest. And they also have some wet look. They're called wet look sealers, which give kind of a glossy look. If you like that look, you can try that as well.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. And if you're looking, I mean, you can get these. Yeah, you can get these at any home center or any place that sells pavers would probably sell a professional grade sealer, which would be pretty expensive, but would probably last a lot longer than, you know, more inexpensive one.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you very much.
All right, Neil. Good luck.
Okay. Our pleasure, Neil. Thanks a lot. And best of luck on your project. Hey, let's get to our emails here. We really appreciate you sending in emails to us this week. And you can send us one right now if you'd like. todayshomeowner.com/ask. Bill from Kentucky wrote in, "Our basement garage is pretty much the main entrance to the house for most of our family and friends. So I want to clean it up a little, including the ugly concrete floor. What can I do to dress it up that'll be able to deal with the humidity of the basement and the abuse that comes along in a garage?" Well, Bill, that, you know, actually a lot of people have a similar situation like that. You want a good-looking floor, but it needs to be tough enough, you know, especially where it is. So for most applications, I usually recommend one of the Deitch coating products, just like I have in my garage, because I use them, you know, with a lot of different situations. But I have kind of the same thing. A lot of my friends and family come right in through the garage to come in. Now, their Terrazzo Decorative Granite Resurfacer has recently gotten a new formula, and it might be just what you're looking for. door. It's self-priming and can be applied both indoors or out because it's tested for water, salt, chemicals, impact, and abrasion resistance. Plus, the real stone coating resists hot tire pickup, mold, and mildew. Now, if that's not enough, it's also UV brittle resistant and handles freeze and thaw conditions with ease. Not to mention that application is a snap because you simply just roll it on with a paint roller. Best of all, there are 6 different colors available, so you can really upgrade your floor. So, Bill, what you need to do is go to DeitchCoatings.com/Terrazzo, and Deitch is spelled D-A-I-C-H coatings.com, and they'll have some great videos on there, a lot of different options for you, and can answer any of your questions that you may have that can make a big difference on any concrete slab you have, whether it's around your pool, your steps, your front porch, back porch, whatever. It's a great way to completely change the look of it.
We were talking about Mary's tub. Maybe she wants a nice terrazzo tub. How about that?
Oh, man, that might be a whole new application for it. Hey, you're listening to Today's Home on the Radio. We'll be right back.
Time for Ask the Bonneid Guy. I've got the answers to what's bugging you. Let's go to line 2 and Johnny.
Oh, hey, Bonneid Guy. There are so many products out there that claim they can stop insects. So how do I find the best one?
Oh, easy. Get 8. It's better than 7.
8? I just want 1.
8 brand insect control from Bonneid. It kills over 100 different insects on contact and keeps on killing and repelling them for up to 30 days.
Thanks, Bonneid Guy. Guess you could say 8's got their number.
Oh, you just did. Stop insects this summer with 8 brand insect control from Bonneid. Learn more at Bonneid.com.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea.
Spring and summer are the perfect times of the year to put a new roof on your home, so why not choose a roof that can last more than 50 years? Metal roofs are strong and durable, even in climate extremes like wildfires and hurricanes. These roofs are low maintenance and energy efficient. Plus, metal roofs come in a variety of styles and colors to fit any home. The Metal Roofing Alliance has created a buyer's guide that walks homeowners step by step through the process of buying a metal roof. You can find the buyer's guide at metalroofing.com.
DIY means sawdust, work gloves, and the right tools. But at the Home Depot, the right tools means more than hammers and saws. It means a mobile app with built-in image search. That's a tool. Access an entire rental department with a swipe. That's another tool. For any project, start to finish, this isn't just DIY. This is doing like never before. This is the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Download our mobile app to get started.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Tight Bond, the pro's advantage.
You know, one thing we get a lot of emails and calls about is how much people like Joe's Simple Solution. Because there's so many little things around your home that may aggravate you, and, you know, you wonder, you know, how can I fix this little thing? Well, that's what Simple Solutions is all about. Joe, share another one with us.
All right, Danny, here's how to fix an ant problem. And this can be inside your house, outside your house. I know a friend of mine used this in her garden because I'm not sure why they're being attracted. Maybe she was using compost around the plants and it was attracting ants, but there were lots of ants. So here you go. Here's a safe, non-toxic way to get rid of ants. And you're going to start with a small plastic tub with a lid. You can use one. She was using one that was from an empty, I think it was sour cream or cream cheese container. It could be a yogurt container, any small little tub with a plastic lid. And you're going to drill 4 evenly spaced holes through the sides of the tub, just maybe 3/16-inch diameter, and through the sides of the tub, about a half inch up from the bottom. All right. And then next, in a small bowl, mix 3 teaspoons of sugar, 1 teaspoon of borax, which you can get at any home center or hardware store, and 1/4 cup of warm water. Mix it. You want to use warm water because you want to dissolve the sugar. So mix it really well. And then put a piece of like a frozen waffle, or you can use a piece of bread, but waffle works really well. break off a small enough piece that it fits into the bottom of this container, and then pour into the tub and over the piece of waffle, the sugar water mixture, the sugar borax water mixture. And the idea is you want to completely soak the bread. You don't want to leave a puddle on the bottom, but you want to soak the bread. Snap on the lid and set the tub wherever you see ants. What happens is the trap will start attracting ants within a day or two, and the ants will eat the borax-soaked bread and then carry bits of it back to the colony to feed the other ants, and ends up killing anybody and anything that eats those little bits of waffle or bread or whatever you put in there. And if you check the tub, you know, unsnap it, check it every 2 or 3 days, you can add a little more sugar water as necessary, replace the waffle or a piece of bread as you need to. And within really a week or two, you'll see a dramatic reduction in the number of ants in that area. And you can, of course, put 2 or 3 of these around if you need to.
Oh, that's a great idea. I have some Eggo waffles in my refrigerator right now.
Yeah, but you don't want to kill the ants. You just want to eat Eggo waffles.
We keep those in there for the grandkids. But
yeah, sure.
And I save them at least one. You know,
buy a box of 12 and you save them one. Yeah. Hey, Danny, before we go, I just want to say, this weekend is the birthday of the hardest working man in home improvement, and that is Danny Lipford. So I just wanted to say very happy birthday to you. I know you're heading out on vacation with your family, so before you go, I just want to say happy birthday. I'm sure all our listeners feel the same way. We love having you in our life and sharing all your experiences, so happy birthday, buddy.
Oh, I appreciate that. It's going to be a good birthday week, you know, just why one day? Just take the whole week.
That's right.
And I'm going to enjoy being around Yellowstone and Grand Tetons, being with the family.
Beautiful.
It's going to be a good time. And a little bit of trivia. Who else was born this day? John F. Kennedy.
Really?
Patrick Henry, the great statesman. And yeah. Also Bob Hope. Born on May 29th.
And you've outlived them all. Good for you.
That's right. I outlived them all. Exactly. Hey, thanks so much for being with us at this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. If you're listening to a station that doesn't carry the second hour, head over to todayshomeowner.com/radio so that you don't miss a thing. And remember our podcast, and you can find out more at todayshomeowner.com/podcast. Thanks so much for being with us for this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner Hotline anytime, 800-946-4420, or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.